Thursday evening, the Plymouth County Republicans held a fundraising campaign, and one of their guest of honors was the candidate seeking the 4th District, Iowa congressional seat, and that on the Republican ticket is Randy Feenstra. Randy, of course, a state senator from Hall. Randy, let me start out by asking you, how's the campaign been going, especially with the COVID situation?
The campaign has been going just tremendously well. I mean, we have 39 counties, and so we go all the way up to Charles City and Mason City, Fort Dodge, Ames, and down to Sioux City, Missouri Valley. And it's just so exciting to see so many passionate people ready to get, whether it be myself, President Trump, Senator Joni Ernst elected. People are very motivated, and that's exciting to see in Iowa and in the 4th District.
What are you hearing from Iowans as far as issues that are first and foremost on their minds as they go into the polls, when they go to the election, which is only about 7 or 8 weeks away? What's going to be at the top of their mind?
Well, there's some very big issues right now. Obviously, you know, in the 4th District, we work hard and we believe in capitalism. And it's just awful scary to hear the Democrats on the other side talking about socialism. You know, we believe in protection of our properties and that we have a rule of law. And you start looking at Seattle, you look at Minneapolis and things like that, and it's really scary to see what's happening in those liberal communities, and we surely don't want that coming to Iowa. And so that's why people are very motivated. And then also when it comes to agriculture, being number one or two in all the commodity markets, people understand how important it is to have a voice on the agricultural committee and making sure that we have fair trade. We've gone a long way to fair trade. We surely don't want to capitulate and go back to what we had decades ago. So these are some of the key rock rib issues that are out there in Iowa right now.
You bring up agriculture, and of course here in Northwest Iowa, we also are very large in the renewable fuels, and talking about ethanol. The ethanol industry, much like corn and everybody else, is having some problems. There's several plants from around the area that have either cut off production or have greatly reduced its production. There's still some question as to whether or not the EPA will grant additional waivers to oil refineries in order to grant them a waiver so that they don't have to blend the ethanol with gasoline. Your thoughts about that? How's that going to play on this issue as well as far as the election?
Well, this is such a big issue. Ethanol is such an important part of our agricultural community, and it gives a basis to our corn, and biodiesel gives basis to our soybeans. And it's unfortunate what EPA Wheeler has done. I'm calling for his resignation. I think that we have to start over, and we have to make sure that we have somebody at the EPA that doesn't sign off on these waivers. I mean, right now the law was passed that we are going to have 15 billion gallons of ethanol, and through the waivers we lose 3 to 4 billion gallons, and that's not right. The law is the law, and you just can't have some agency trying to change that through a waiver system. So we have to fight like ever to keep ethanol vibrant. It's clean energy, and it's just something that's going to continue to grow in our society because it's clean, and it keeps us energy independent from the rest of the other countries that want to sell to us.
What other issues are you hearing from Iowans and those from the 4th District as far as issues that are on their minds that they've been talking to you about when you're on a campaign?
Well, so much of it revolves around ag and the commodity markets, and you know, the price of whether it be corn or soybeans or cattle or hogs or the dairy price, turkey, whatever it might be. We have to take care of our producers. We got to take care of our farming community. And that to me is vital. We can do that by expanding our trade efforts. We can also look at indemnifying and making sure that we have, you know, we just had a major weather catastrophe on the eastern side of the state. We have to have good insurance programs that can help create the backbone for farmers, that they don't have to go bankrupt. So these are all things that are happening. We have to also look at the monopoly that's currently happening with some of our big meat packers. You know, they're making 3 to 4 times the amount or even higher than our producers, which is just completely ridiculous when you start looking at live cattle and boxed meat. This is crucial to us, and we have to have a loud and strong voice when it comes to agriculture in the 4th District.
Okay. One last thing I want to ask you about is that when you spoke to the Republicans from Plymouth County at their fundraiser, one goal that you said that you have is that we need to have a balanced budget. What can you do as an individual when you're elected to Congress go about helping getting that accomplished?
Yeah, this is very simple. First of all, we're in a catastrophic mode right now. We're at $26.5 trillion in debt, and it'll probably be $30 trillion by the end of the year because of some of the other COVID measures that are being pushed through. What this does is it puts everything in a precarious position, whether that be Social Security, Medicare, and all other government things that are paid for through the revenue that comes in at the federal level. I believe that we have a debt ceiling vote coming up, whether that comes up yet this November or in January. I think when you have that debt ceiling vote, you have to put in there that we have to start having a balanced budget. To me, that's a requirement. It must be done. That's the only way you start getting back into line what's happening with our deficit, which is out of control.
Can we maintain our services and still get a balanced budget?
Oh, absolutely. You can maintain your services, but will there have to be cuts? Yeah, there will have to be some cuts here and there, but you have to start going down this path. The bond market, it's going to reflect that. Right now, we're printing money, and if you look at the dollar compared to the euro right now, we're trading for every dollar. It's only worth 85 cents in the European market, so from the euro. So that should tell everybody that's a concern, that our currency is deflating.
Anything else, Randy, that you want to mention?
I think that should be good. Is that good?
Yep. Yes.